Nicely with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I want to do a special thanks to every single person who reached out to us. Thank you for writing to us. Several people have. And it's the story about Charmaine Pieterse and what happened in her life. To tell us more about it, Charmaine is not here this morning for very obvious reasons that you'll find out shortly. But representing Charmaine in studio this morning, Debbie Pickett and Renee Mayer. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us. Debbie, I'm going to start with you. Firstly, Charmaine is already an angel.
Yes, in every way.
Sy doen die werk van engele. I just spoke about it moments ago. People who run rescue centers, people who work for rescue, animal rescue centers and rehabilitation, they are just absolute angels. In my books,
diamonds
as Yilbu Anilase.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she is so used to being that voice for the voiceless. She's just so used to looking after those broken souls. Yeah. Those animals that you find eating from rubbish heaps and rubbish bins, forgotten, left in a felt, abandoned, abused.
Abuse is a bad one.
And then something horrendous happened to her. It's unthinkable. Tell me more, Debbie.
Okay, on in the early hours of Saturday morning, her daughter Nikita was killed in a car accident. Absolutely horrendous. This is a mother and daughter team that are like no other. They had such a special bond. Just such a special bond. And they were living, they had just started living their dream. They had moved out to the plot and were really living their dream. And now Charmaine doesn't know how to carry on with that dream.
So Nikita was very much part of also the animal sanctuary.
Oh, absolutely. Very much.
Ninth Day Animal Rescue Center. I've seen them on Facebook many times. I know about them. They were a team.
Absolutely. A little short while ago, Charmaine was admitted to hospital. Nikita ran the shelter. She ran the farm. She did everything. She was very capable and has been doing it for years together with her mom.
The two of them running this shelter.
Absolutely.
This rescue center. Yes. Building it up, though. It sounds like they've really built it up into something.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Started with two dogs.
Okay.
And now, Renee, help me out. How many dogs?
Ons sit omtrent met so.
I think it's about two.
200 honde by die shelter. En dan het sy by die plaas het sy ook nogal genoeg honde.
And we really are talking here about the desperate, the most desperate of the desperate cases that they take in.
Yeah.
And careful.
Ja. Kyk, sy het ook, sy kan, sy het haar lisensie gekry om die
home checks
te doen en vir die SPCA te help met abuse saak en goeder.
So she's got the legal authority to remove animals, to intervene.
Ja.
Which is not a given, by the way.
Yeah.
If you work at a rescue center, not all rescue centers would even have someone on board.
No, she's got the legal rights.
Who can have that license to intervene. That is, can I just, as a side note, that is why it's so important to report cases.
Yeah.
Because there is an actual mandate. There are laws.
Yeah.
There are people mandated lawfully to intervene.
Ja, so
sy sien van die ergstes. Sy sien verskriklik goed. Hoe oud was Nikita?
She would have been 21 this month.
12th of September.
Her mother was busy planning a surprise 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And now instead of that, she's planning her funeral.
What happened? Do we know? It doesn't matter at this stage, but was she in the company car? Is there's a car problem as well?
Hulle het een voertuig. Dis in die twee van hulle.
En dit is,
En, dis 'n klein Chevy. En dit is die voertuig waarmee honde vervoer word, waarmee kos vervoer word, waarmee so hulle twee maak beerte.
The biggest thing in her life is the loss of her daughter.
Yeah. Yes.
But
or right hand.
Yeah. But now you're sitting with a whole rescue center.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. with a lot of
vet bills
and staff that needs to get paid and food that needs to get sorted. So yeah,
Felicity.
I am so sad for her. I have a 21-year-old daughter. She is my everything. I lean on her for the most obvious things, and she is nothing but kind and generous. Mm. And I cannot imagine being able to look after the animals, but see through the darkness right now, because this is your baby. Mm. This is your baby, and
Absolutely.
It's just you and her.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, I can see how you can't even think about, I've also got to take care of the animals. And I've,
yeah,
that's our job. That's the job of Good Morning Angels. That's exactly what we do. You round up the angels and you help her. Does buy expenses, ne?
Yes, they are. And that she has to work very hard to get in every month.
Yeah.
Right now, she's just...
Yeah.
Incapable, of course.
How do you see through that darkness, as Felicity said? The best we can do is to be of assistance and to call the angels together and to get a ball rolling. I must say this, the network of people around her, she's obviously made a huge impact on people's lives.
Absolutely.
Because I have not seen so much outreach.
Mm.
And outreach is normally a word that they use in animal sanctuaries. Mm. But the outreach this time around is for Charmaine. So, how can people get involved, by the way? If people want to help out, donate, just be there for her, bring food, do they contact the center? What would you say? What's the best thing to do?
Yes, absolutely. Also, on their Facebook page, on the Ninth Day Animals Facebook page, there are raffles on the go.
Yeah.
There is a back of buddy on the go.
All right.
There is, and anybody who wants to drop off food or blankets, beds, everything helps.
Yeah, of course.
They can drop it directly at the shelter, which is in Engelbrecht Street in Krugersdorp West.
In Krugersdorp West.
Yeah.
Dank dat jy daar is.
Yeah.
Such amazing strong women around her.
And she is an amazingly strong woman.
But so are you.
Yeah. She's making us strong.
Yeah.
She's a very strong woman.
All right, I'm going to give 100,000 Rand on behalf of Good Morning Angels Fund.
Julle het geen idee nie.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
Julle het.
Yeah. Let's get that ball
rolling.
It's
a dream. It's the dream for Nikita and Charmaine was to move the Ninth Day from Engelbrecht Street onto the farm, and everything had to get set into motion to start building up kennels and moving.
Yeah.
And that was Nikita's dream.
And it's expensive.
Martin, you're keeping your dream alive. Keeping a dream for alive for a mother who had a dream, and that dream you are going to keep alive for her. I'm so grateful.
Our listeners are the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, and all the best. Sterkte.
Thank you.
Good job, angels. Good job.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.